Hello, this is James Grunvig with Decentralized.media on Unrestricted Warfare. I have a very special guest, a first-time guest out of Hawaii, knows a lot about the Maui fires, and we're going to discuss that 8 months after the event. He works in land survey, he works in construction, he's mapping, he's collecting data, and he's got some insights that most people do not. His name is Jason Gante with a Hawaiian nickname, Kalepa. He'll explain what that is a little bit, but let me start with video one, which is the insane tornado up in Nebraska. Came over the weekend, pretty darn big. Video one coming up.
Semi's overturned up here.
Hey, let's get up to the sky real quick.
Yeah, let's go see. I got the med kit in the car if you need it. Put it on your hazard right now. Keep filming that.
Hey, you guys will help.
Yeah, I got it. You two are on the left side.
Watch out for oncoming planes.
We've got hazards on.
Alright.
Oh my god!
He's okay,
all
he's
right.
Okay.
Little different than the Maui fires, Jason. Have you seen that footage before? Pretty wild in the Plains States.
Yeah, I've been seeing it. That was pretty awesome. I mean, wow.
The truck driver's alive, right? Wasn't hurt, so that
Yeah,
was good news. He's
that was
strapped
awesome part.
in his cab, and it's amazing. Obviously, the storm chasers take a little risk, but hey, whatever. Pretty cool. Let me go to the next video because now we're gonna get into our program, which is on Maui. Video one on Maui. Play one more video that's similar. I'll play the first couple of minutes of this 12-minute video, but it's equally interesting.
Aloha, everyone. So we're coming up on around 8 months since the big Lahaina fire. And if you follow my channel, you know that I've released several aerial tours of the part of Lahaina that was impacted by the fire. But even I have not been into the restricted area to see it from the ground with my own eyes. That is until today. So today I was given permission to access some of the commercial areas around Front Street. And in this video, I'm going to take you on a driving tour to see what kind of progress we're making. Let's go take a look. So just like my aerial tours, we're going to start on the far south side of Lahaina Town. We just turned onto Front Street and are passing the entrance to the Pu'amana community. By the way, I'll provide timestamps in the description down below to different landmarks that we're going to pass along the tour. As we round the first corner here on Front Street, we see our first signs of progress, with the crew here working to clear one of the properties. According to the Army Corps of Engineers, there's already been 461 properties cleared of their ash and debris. So we really have made good progress when you consider the fact that there's only around 1,500 more lots that need to be cleared. Based on those numbers, we're almost 25% complete already. Now, most of the properties that have been cleared are in residential areas. And we're coming up on an area that has several properties that have been completely cleared of their ash and debris, and they have piles of gravel waiting to be spread. The gravel's actually used as erosion control, and it's the last step in this phase of the cleanup before the properties are handed back over to the owners. So I'm told that the crews are completing the cleanup of around 11 properties per day on average, and that we are on track to finish the majority of the cleanup before the end of the year.
Pretty interesting. I didn't know that. I used to be in construction management for 30 years. Jason, welcome to the program. Aloha. Are you involved in any of the kind of cleanup or anything in Lahaina area?
No, not none of the cleanup. I did hear that my cousins, we lost like three homes in a fire.
Yep.
And I think one of our lots, my cousins went in and cleaned it all up.
Got it. Very good. So they're actually going to hand it over back to the owners, the residents. Is that true?
Not what we're being told anyway.
I didn't think so, because, I mean, you know, they want to turn Maui into a smart region or smart city or smart what island or whatever. And that means the government, whatever government, whether it's the state government, the federal government, some shadow government, wants to take control of Lahaina in particular.
Yeah, that's what I'm getting as well. My resources are reliable.
Yeah.
Yeah. Everyone who lives there, going through it, you know, my family, relatives, friends, lots of friends. Same report that you're giving me, and it's the same thing here. What they put out on the media is not 100% accurate.
Right. Now, I didn't think so. And I know that gentleman has done a great job with drones, and maybe he had to kind of fudge his way into the commercial area. You know, he had to get permission, as he said, and maybe he had to tow the party line of the cover story, right? That it's going to return to the owners at the end of the year. I'm doubting that very much. I don't have any evidence of it. I just do not believe it. I don't believe it at all, right? This is a land grab of the highest order, no different than the billionaires stealing trillions of dollars from the middle class in 2020 during COVID-19. It's exactly the same operation, different, obviously, right? One is government coming in locking down businesses of their choosing, right? And this one is just burning down an entire town, right? We've had fires in the Texas Panhandle, you know, dew fires, laser fires. Had the same thing in Chile earlier this year. I mean, this is just going on. They're like picking places. And now I got questions on weather warfare and you know, these giant tornadoes, which, you know, was nice and quiet, and now they're exploding. I understand there are always tornadoes every season in that part of the country, but still you got to wonder, is the weather being manipulated to, I guess, increase either the number of them, the quantity, or the severity? Jason, any thoughts?
If you bring it back home to Maui, it actually looks like there was a magnifying glass. You know, when you get a magnifying glass and it's specifically certain areas. I mean, the whole house, nothing, grass and everything was still there. The rest of the property, the rest around their neighbors and it were gone.
Gone.
Totally. Like the roofs are like melting. They're melted.
Right. And and as kids, I'm sure you did, but I did. You know, you take a magnifying glass and you burn an ant or something that you weren't supposed to do at 5 years old. So, you know, I'm sorry I killed an ant, but you experiment or even just start fires, right? You'd take a dry brush and start a small fire and you put it out as a kid, right? Because the magnifying glass, you know, has been used in ancient times, right? They're able to put a kind of use the sun as a laser beam. Well, in this case, it's a modern laser beam, very high tech. And it's invisible. What's interesting, all of the blue items, blue t-shirts, blue furniture, you know, on outside restaurants, blue roofs, nothing, and even a blue car, they didn't burn at all. It was very, very interesting.
Yeah. So right. If we go back to giving them back to the owners. A lot of the owners are dead. They were killed. They died in the fire.
Yeah.
So what owners are you talking about? You know, that's a lot of these people died. A lot of those families are unfortunately passed on.
Yeah, Jason, I'm with you. And a lot of the motorists in those cars did not make it out alive. In fact, all the footage afterwards showed no car door open. They were all like welded shut and there was no way for the drivers to get out of them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, even the people in the water, in the ocean, we saw the boats hundreds of yards out on fire. Wait a minute. I don't think a forest fire can, no matter how strong the winds are, ain't going to reach that far out.
No, it's not. Not over water anyway, right? Mm-hmm. It might jump to a few trees, but there are no trees to jump. It's not making that kind of leap. I'm with you. I'm going to go through my PowerPoint deck, which is usually what I do for my shows, Jason, just to bring the audience to a couple talking points of news. There's that great picture of you. I love it. Maui Fires Revisited, episode 86, Jason Gante, Kalepa. So what does Kalepa mean? It's a beautiful name.
Kalepa's my great-great-grandfather is Kalepa. Born and raised in Lahaina.
Wow.
So there's what, 1, 2, 3, 4, 4 or 5 generations in Lahaina. But the word Kalepa means merchant, traveler, sailing vessel.
Yeah,
there's a lot of meanings to that. Kalepa is like the flag. Hold on real quick, sorry about that.
Sure, no problem.
Okay, and then, that's our family name. My mom's side.
Yep.
My grandfather and my great-grandfather, my great-great-grandfather, he was in, Kalepa. Very interesting. They were there in Lahaina using canoes to catch jacks, super big uluas was what they call it here.
Yep.
And long, long history of and then also have a lot of Kalepa cousins, aunties and uncles in Lahaina as we speak, still there. Well, some have moved on to Kona, but that's traveler is what I like. I always remember Kalepa as a traveler. I do a lot of traveling, a lot.
Yeah, voyager, traveler, sure, makes sense. Audience, you know where to find me, right? Rumble.com. We are making progress on decentralized.media. We'll be switching over there soon enough. I just want to put this out. So this is from 1996. And what does it say up here? Weather as a force multiplier. That is a military. Force multiplier is a military worm, right? How can you weaponize something and actually do more destruction than if the thing on its own could, right? That's a force multiplier. Owning the weather in 2025. Well, that's amazing because that's 30 years ago. You got a colonel, lieutenant colonel, majors. You got a whole bunch of seven riders here in August of 1996. So 30 years later, we are on the doorstep of complete weather modification. And unfortunately, we're seeing it around the world. You're seeing flooding of the highest order in Dubai and other places. So let's go into what's going up in Canada. Well, this is kind of nuts. The military is going to get involved in well-being checks. Are they expecting a firestorm this summer for some more dew fires up in Canada? Well, let me read this. Wellness checks will be performed by the military throughout Goderich on Saturday, May 4th. Do not be alarmed if military personnel knock on your door to simulate a well-being check. They're drilling. It's a military exercise. We know that FEMA had a military exercise the day before 9/11. There has been lots of, the Boston Marathon bombing hoax of 2013 was a military exercise. This just goes on and on. This is how the globalists, the cabal, the Illuminati inform us, inform consent. This is how they inform us of doing things, right? And this one's taking place in Huron and Bruce counties, May 3 through 5. So it's a 3-day exercise. Well, so watch your back, Canadians. Something nefarious feels like it's up in the air. I just got to pile this. I heard a whistleblower from Miami today that talked about atrazine. Atrazine was a chemical, apparently, according to this whistleblower out of Miami, who has online for years claimed that Michelle Obama's food pie program for better, healthier foods in public schools that started in 2009 was actually the opposite. They actually, apparently, the public schools or the food suppliers were injecting atrazine into the various kids' foods, whether you're special ed kids like my son, who was in a public school in New York City at the time, or normal kids. But atrazine affects reproductive system in humans by a different mechanism. Atrazine also causes liver, kidney, and heart damage in animals and humans. Is that nice? Atrazine is an endocrine disruptor, which means that it interferes with the hormones that regulate the development and functioning of all of our bodily systems. Given to children, I'm sure this atrazine turns kids feminine and gay. This is part of the woke agenda, but it's been going on for 15 years, not the last 4 years. Anything to add to this, Jason? Can you believe this, or is this a surprise?
And unfortunately, I believe it, and I've noticed a lot of my younger nephews and where they're, how we, our chests, right? We get, no, these look like, unfortunately, women chests. And my male cousins. I'm like, wait a minute, it's the food, it's the dairy. I see what they're eating, and I'm like, oh, guys, cereal, milk.
Yep.
All of that stuff. I'm like, oh my God. But just got to change their diets, and then everything will be okay.
I agree with change of diets is the first place to start. It's up to the parents to help the kids out, maybe pack their lunch as opposed with organic food, fruits, as opposed to the cafeteria food. Oh, here we go. This also ties in. So we know they've been the globalists have been trying to destroy God's seed. And they can do that by depopulation. And they can do depopulation, whether it's through abortion, whether it's through vaccines, but they can certainly take the baby boom of the 1950s and 60s, turn it around, and crash. And it's now at the lowest level ever. We're like it's in 2023, we are down to a very serious issue, not only in the United States, but in Europe. Jason, anything to add here?
Well, if you look at it, everyone's all into cloning now. So we don't need the women, do we? We don't need the, right? It's all into, now everything's into cloning. So by this birth rates, and yeah, I totally believe it. It's unfortunate again.
Yep.
I've seen it as well, notice a lot. Yeah, just within my own family. The older generation, there's no more children. Yeah, I just thought about that.
Crazy, isn't it?
I know. It's, yeah, unfortunate.
It's a war against humanity, but I guess there's some good news. If you live in Russia, the birth rate's going up. Oh, the BRICS, and Russia's part of the BRICS nation. And look at this. It conducts $260 billion worth of trade in the last, I guess, half year without the U.S. dollar. So the BRICS alliance is actually making a difference. And I expect that number to climb rapidly as we go deeper and deeper into this year. I think that's good because U.S. dollar is the glue that enslaves all of us. Jason?
Yeah, absolutely. No doubt about that.
Right. Right. And they drive us into poverty through inflation, through taxes, and all of that, right? And all these regulations and restrictions, they're just costing people and small businesses more and more money is what they're doing.
Plus, there's no backing to it. There's no,
right?
No gold, no silver.
Nothing. It's all no paper contracts. It's absolutely worthless. Printed out of thin air. All right. World Health Organization is going to decide who gets to take over the next pandemic. Government nears agreement package on the amendments to the International Health Regulation 2005. This is for the pandemic treaty they're going to push through, and then they're going to create another false flag pandemic, and they're going to try to come in and force Americans to take these nasal tests again, the swabs. They're going to try to lock you down again, Americans, and they're going to try to inject us with vaccines one more time for whether it's Marburg, Disease X, Marburg, but now it's avian flu. Who knows? Who cares? It's all fake. Jason, I heard Hawaii was pretty tough during COVID lockdowns. Is that correct?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. No one, not even homeless on the streets. It was just total lockdown. But I took my grandchildren out for walks. No yep. one's there in the middle of the street. No cars, no nothing. So if everyone's locked up.
Yeah, I drove around New York City up to the suburbs with not a single car on the road for an hour. And it was the fastest commute I've ever had to where I used to live. And it was pretty interesting. It was a complete ghost town. Like, I didn't care. Didn't matter. I wasn't breaking any laws, except for maybe speeding. But that didn't make a difference either. Go ahead, Jason.
Even Front Street, I made it on a plane there.
Yep.
There were like three of us on the plane. We flew over Southwest, made it to Lahaina. She was visiting my cousin, and her dad flew over. She said, "Hey, you want to join me? I got extra tickets." So sure. Got to the airport. Three security guards for the whole airport.
Wow.
We get in, check in, jump on a plane, fly over. So Front Street, again, no one's there. The whole Lahaina. The hotel's empty, empty, empty. No one's around.
Yep. And I remember some residents tried to go to the beaches and were chased away by police.
Yeah, that wasn't me. I was in the water.
Yeah. Well, so for the audience, it's very important to understand the hospitals, even though there were no real how overflow of patients, that was all a lie, especially mainland United States, the 48 continental states. The CARES Act made the hospital super rich for 3 years. But now that money dried up last year, and now it's going in the other direction. The other direction is all these illegal immigration in American hospitals are costing them billions of dollars, and they're not getting paid by anybody. They're not getting paid by the migrants, NGOs, they're not getting paid by the government, and they're losing out. So all of these liberals that are embracing the illegal immigration and open borders, well, you're destroying your own healthcare system. You're bankrupting it. And on top of this, in the rural hospitals, in between, you know, outside of the suburbs and in plain states and other places in the country that are kind of remote, hospitals have been devastated for a lot of reasons. So, but this goes back to 2005, 19 years. But now 30% of all rural hospitals are in financial ruin, and they're without the immigrants. So you got two problems happening at the same time. So there's no COVID money coming in. You have migration decimating the hospitals on one end, and you have this rural hospital problem, which is completely different because they can't be profitable anymore. Jason, how's that universal healthcare working out?
Here in the islands, We had a swarm of Micronesians that came in because of what happened there in Micronesia, swarming our system, our health, our financial, our environment, right? Compounded with tourism and the Navy and all the military. We're such a small little place, guys. Where is everybody going to go? And if you get into our hospital system, here we have Queens Hospital that was created by the Hawaiian Kingdom back in the day. That's the original healthcare system that we have. Not the rest of the world, sorry, but it was created by the kings and the queens for their people. So there's a charter that we can take there today, take it to the financial department, and our bills are paid. $50,000, $60,000 cancer bills, whatever treatments we need. But not everyone knows that. And like I said, I'm a researcher. I do a lot of interesting research for certain people. And that's one of the cliques here where we have our own international boundaries. Every country does. So when take that into effect, we also have treaties with the United States, with Russia, with Germany, we also, and those are still active today. Sorry to jump off the subject, but since you're on the healthcare system, that's
Keep
how it
going.
all ties in together.
Oh, it does all time. This is a Babylon mousetrap, is what they built for us all over the world, not just United States, not Hawaii, only Hawaii, not only continental United States, where I live in Florida, everywhere in the West, Canada, all of Western Europe. It is a mousetrap. They're trying to break us. So let's get into the Maui fires. It started on August 8th. There were three of them, in fact. There was Lahaina, and there were two others in the middle part of the island. Straight, because it was winds in the morning, and it was a storm, but the storm winds, the storm itself was at sea, it was hundreds of miles south of the Hawaiian Islands. So how did these fires start?
Right?
Makes no sense. And in this picture, when I covered this last year, and I covered it for months, all of the structures burned down and all of the green trees survived. And even when we saw the video at the beginning of the show on Front Street, all the trees are fine. They're still there, 8 months after the fires. They weren't damaged. They might have the water sucked out of them, for an afternoon, but they didn't die. They didn't catch on fire, nothing. It was very strange.
Yeah, I actually saw a lot of half. It looks a little, toasty, but the other half is green. It's like, huh.
How's that possible, right?
That's very interesting.
Now, you sent me three pictures, and I took the street address off because I don't want anyone to be offended,
Thank you.
so that's blacked out. But here we got U.S. Army Corps of Engineers, Hawaii Wildfire Response Debris Su Removal Support, and it's complete. Talk to us about the sign.
Just passing through, noticed it. I guess as they go through all the different properties, they got to put up these like they did a walkthrough, they did an environmental impact, and just walking past, saw one of these signs. Hey, take a picture, take a picture, take a picture.
Yeah, good. And then here's another one, soil stabilizer applied by the, so what is a soil stabilizer? I used to be in heavy highway construction. I dealt with environmental engineers. I dealt with the compacting soil and subbase and things of that nature and excavation. So what is a soil stabilizer?
I
So it's
wasn't
like,
there.
are they the ash footprint, entering the ash footprint? Talk to us about what this is. They claim it's non-toxic, but I don't believe anything from the EPA. But go ahead. What do you know about it?
Yeah, I wasn't there at the time. Let me go ask. That's a great one. Like I said, I would just, whatever sign that I would see, I would just snap it. But soil stabilizer, so they must have sprayed something on it.
Had to.
Right?
Which means I need to go research this, and I can update the audience on it, but I'm going to research it because they have, for any chemicals the EPA or anyone else uses, it's got to be a MSDS sheet, a material safety data sheet. Why that? Because if the laborer or the contractor that's spraying this particular chemical, on there, if he gets it in his eyes or inhales it, is it dangerous? And if it is, does he end up in a hospital? And what happens is, in on construction sites, if a worker of indoors, outdoors, doesn't matter what it is, but inhales a toxic chemical and has a reaction to it, the first thing happens is they call the ambulance to come, and they take the guy in a gurney. But then the contractors give the material safety data sheet booklet, the entire booklet,
Right.
to the ambulance. They take him to the hospital. The doctors know exactly what he inhaled, and they can
Right.
treat that particular chemical or chemicals. That's how it's worked, and it's worked this way for at least 50, 60 years, as far as I know.
Yep, I agree. I've
Right.
seen those. Well, any place that you work at, right? Anything
Yeah,
that those,
even
you have the
factory.
eyewash stations, you have
Yep.
all of those different, yep, all of the packaging, MSDS, yep. I've seen that.
Yeah. Now, here was a recent Lahaina Unity gathering, January 20th of 2024. So it was, beginning of the year. Do you know anything about this particular gathering?
Yes, I do. They were marching, and they had all of the, I guess, the governor, the mayor was there.
Oh, so this is not an organic unity. This is a government sponsored unity to make the government look like good guys. Is that what you're telling me?
I guess I didn't realize it until, yeah, I saw it on the news and stuff. I'm like, wow, I didn't realize that, that was going down.
So this is a sales pitch from the governor and from the mayor of Lahaina and other state assemblymen and women. Our healing is
As
collective.
we,
Our community has the power, strength, and voice. So it's always like when New York City gets damaged, is New York strong or Boston strong? And after the hurricane, after the tornadoes, Nebraska strong. It's always about the government's always come out rah rah rah. Like we've dealt with natural disasters, but this disaster wasn't natural, even though they're trying to sell it to us as natural. It's anything but natural. Jason.
I hear you. Yeah, I was actually there, but I didn't attend it. When I found out, certain individuals were present because of exactly what you said. I'm above and beyond, knowing the root causes and the effects that it has on, in a way, in Lahaina. Like I said, I'm a researcher, and oh well, that's just my, so I the public sector, there's certain family members that take care of that, and that would be with the governor, with the mayor, with all those guys. I'm in a private sector.
Yep.
I'm behind the scenes. I have nothing to do with any of those guys. So
So it's interesting.
yeah, I love it. I mean,
But you
seeing
know what?
the big picture
But
and
about to
being able to
go
be
ahead.
the solution, in the heart of every problem lies the solution. And so the heart of this problem here would be the government, the governor, the mayors, city and counties, all of them. They lie within. That's the problem. So
Yep.
I know what the solution is. Get them out. I mean, obviously.
Yeah, you have to get them out, and you have to get out the ones that are funding them, right? They're all taking money, as far as I'm concerned. Prove me wrong. So you got to find out the corporations behind them. You got to find out if they're taking money from China, Communist China, which has been blamed for the Maui fires. I don't have absolute confirmation, but the fact that three Chinese spy balloons flew over Maui during the exact minutes of the fires tells me Communist China was involved. That just from what I've seen, that's the circumstantial evidence that's pointing there. And of course, we got the Biden regime, and we got Communist California, Communist governors inside, and government inside Hawaii. So they're not ever going to blame China, are they?
No, that's too obvious.
And does China want Hawaii for themselves, do you think?
Well, Now we're going back in time to the treaties. I think we might have had, so I think China came here, in fact, to gain recognition. Oh, no, I think that's Japan. I got to go back into my books and stuff,
It's
but
likely Japan, but it doesn't matter. Because I know, obviously China's got a big navy now. They'd love to have a forward operating base near the United States. That is for sure.
yes.
I don't know if
So
the
that means,
Biden regime's helping them or not, but it feels that way.
yeah, so just by that being stated, we are recognized still today because of what our kings and queens did before, a neutral, loving nation. That's just, I think we might be the last one. I think Switzerland, Nuremberg, and Switzerland, Nuremberg, there's one more. But we were recognized as a neutral country throughout the world,
Yeah,
throughout the world, through the
Sweden would be
treaties.
up. Sweden's the other one.
Yeah. But today, because they hold all of the war monies, they're disregarded. I think Hawaii is probably the only still neutral, loving country throughout the world. And that's why I think a lot of people come here for that. But others also have hidden agendas.
There's no question about the hidden agendas. The globalists have hidden agendas. The theory is the globalists burned down Lahaina so they can take that entire property for themselves, right? All the billionaires can take the property for themselves as a land grab. And I guess we'll find at the end of the year if that's true or not, because I doubt very much a lot of the owners are going to be moving back. And like you said, they're missing. So speaking of missing, there were 2,000 children that never returned to school. Has there ever been an update on that, or has that just been left alone? People don't talk about it.
Yeah, no one talks about it. So I've heard that too. I'm just lucky all of my children there, nieces and nephews, are accounted for. Yeah, I've heard that as well. Buses are missing, underground tunnels, and all of that unnecessary stuff. I've heard it. There's no, not yet. I haven't been able to verify that.
So you can't ver no, understood. So it might be more rumor. The number might be inflated. There might be a lot of things with it. I'm not disagreeing with you. You and I, a few months ago, had a conversation. We spent quite a bit of time. You're talking about the ancient history of Hawaii and that there are actually deeds to these properties back that are owned by actual Hawaiians, right? Like into the 100 years into the 1920s, right? So is that part of a collection of data? Are you looking now for the actual families that own different lots and things?
So what the families do is they contact me, and because I'm in the Bureau of Conveyance, I'm at the archives, Hamilton Law Library is like right here, Supreme Court Law Library, BCCA, Board of Health, researching and grabbing a lot of information. So take, for example, Zuckerberg. He's claiming to own 700 plus acres on the Kauai. When you look at his warranty deed and what he truly purchased, a warranty deed is only what you have, what you own, and you're selling it to me. So if you have nothing and you sell it to me, and I'm saying, oh, it looks good on paper, I'll get it, I'll buy it. So what they have here in Hawaii is, they're called a tax map keys, TMKs. And that's an American system.
Got it.
Here we have royal patents, land commission awards, allodial titles to the heirs of the people that are of our great grandparents. Those are handed down to generation. Even though they kidnapped the queen, how are you going to renew your leases if you kidnap the queen? Whatever's getting up the screen, everything, all the conveyancing stops. No more conveyancing. It's illegal. The registrar of conveyance and your notary have to be Hawaiian Kingdom. The judges, they also, all of these guys, they gotta be Hawaiian Kingdom related, or it's no good. because of our territorial boundaries. We have internal laws. America has their internal, China has their, Japan, every country has their own internal laws.
Yep.
So we're trying to bring another country's internal laws into our country, it doesn't work. That's where annexation came in. Everyone goes, oh, annexation, annexation. On Newman's resolution. No, it's an internal law of America. It can't be implemented or utilized within our within China or Japan or Hawaii. Those legislators, congressmen in America at that time knew that. So they waited like 1914, 1913 to like the doors kind of closing on the Paul McKinley too. And he just signed off on it, but he knows it didn't exist. There's no annexation. It's against our law, international law. It's against United States law. It's against Hawaiian Kingdom law. It's real simple once you dive. And it ain't that deep. It's real simple. I explain it to my grandchildren because those are future leaders of my country, of our country.
Yep.
You know, it's, I love it. That's why I do it. More like in a background sort of way, you know.
Yeah. So if the global banking system, the Babylon system, collapses, and I'm expecting it to collapse, where Zuckerberg's even bankrupt or something like that, all these corporations that have debt will suddenly own the debt with no way to pay it off. We're gonna see a massive change globally, not just for Hawaii, but for the world.
Yep.
Now, if that happens, I guess Hawaii will then be in a position to chase a lot of these land barons away. What won't they?
Yeah, well, you're like one, two guys, you know, husband, wife, couple of kids. What are you doing with 700 acres? I mean, there's enough here to share with everyone.
Yeah.
Maybe like 7 acres. And don't be greedy because now you could be hiding something.
Oh, yeah.
That much acres. And then you have these security specialists around. You have, you know, guys in the water protecting. What are you protecting? We're transparent here. We, you know, it's a open door policy in our country anyway. We're not trying to hide stuff. And it, no, there's something else going on, of course, behind the scenes. We don't want to discuss that.
Got it. That is really, really, really interesting. It's just amazing. So what do you think is going to happen? So you're gathering all this information of the true landowners, aren't you?
Yeah.
And there's going to be at some point in the future, near future, no one knows, there's going to be a push to do what? To actually collect taxes from the current landowners that are not really landowners? Or to chase them out? Or what do you think might happen? What are the possibilities?
Well, the way I see it is because of our census reports, we get to you'll find out who belongs here and who doesn't just by those census reports.
Got it.
And then those are the people that be able to vote on it. Should we, you know, evict them? Can they stay? I mean, you know what I mean?
Evicting billionaires. That actually is, in my opinion, that's a beautiful thing.
Well, not to say that much, but we also have people working within National Guard, you know.
No, I understand.
Family members, you know, working for these billionaires as well. And we also have a lot of information to share with these. Yeah, it's all good stuff. Just kind of, you know, keeping it down low for now.
Now, should this land registry of Hawaii, that's what I just call it for simple terms, should it be put on the blockchain one day?
So I think it has started. I can confirm it. It started.
Wow, that's a big deal. So yeah. There's going to be a land registry of real landowners. With Hawaiian.
Yes, and then we're also updating our Royal Patents and Land Commission Awards into the airs today. And we're also taking, I mean, it's in the United States District Court. We have an individual who's claiming or charging from Biden down
Yep.
with genocide. And there's a lot, yeah, everybody's jumping in on it.
Wow, so there's a genocide lawsuit out there against the United States federal government.
And the state, Hawaii, la da da da, and all of their leaders.
Yeah, that's good.
But
Go ahead.
not just naming them as governor blank blank. You're just naming their names in there where it takes away because
Takes away the title.
you're an illegal immigrant alien coming into our our country, also, okay, US national. And trespassing.
I'm with you. So I've been to Maui as a tourist back in 1995. I love it. A beautiful place. Lahaina was gorgeous at the time, obviously. Just, I mean, incredible island. Never been to Oahu where you're born, but it's interesting. You're telling a story that Americans never hear. They never hear about any of this going on because the big media does not want Americans to wake up that you're actually a country and not necessarily a state. And this is really interesting. I think things are going to change going forward.
Absolutely, absolutely. With
Yeah.
my help and your help, we got it all wrapped up.
That's beautiful. I'm going to play a 30-second video from Ava, the Dutch woman who's talking about the white people of Europe have been around for 6,000 years having their own problems because their governments have sold out them with this open migration. And I'm going to play it. I don't care if it pisses off any liberal out there. Good, let it. Here it is. Let's listen to it from Ava.
You, of course, you're going to be attacked if you say, hey, this continent, Europe, has been predominantly white for, you know, the entirety of its history. And now suddenly within one generation, a few bureaucrats have decided against the will of the people that we should suddenly be a minority. Why do we agree that with that? Or why do we allow that to happen? If you say that, you are going to be attacked. But the only other option that you have is say nothing and have it happen. So the choice is yours, you know, and I've made my choice.
I love her. I think it's great. And she's absolutely accurate. They're overrunning not only Europe, but they're overrunning the United States. And they're trying to change demographics and trying to keep these communist politicians in power forever is what they're trying to do. This is the game plan. I believe there's going to be no election this year. It's all going to collapse before then. And then when the people learn the truth, they're going to be shocked by it because it includes child sex trafficking. All of this going on. Most of the political leaders in the West, a lot of the men like Chuck Schumer, the German chancellor, their wives are men too, dressed as women. This is true. And same thing with French Macron and Justin Trudeau being, the Prime Minister of Canada being the son of Castro out of Cuba. We begin to see that it's a very incestuous political power that only believes in Luciferians, believes in Satan, and therefore they do not want the Bible in schools. They want wokeism in schools and that in transgenderism. This is why we're actually in a spiritual war, not just a legal war anymore. Jason, what do you think?
Yeah, totally agree. Darn it. What I rely on is we call them aumakuas here in Hawaii. Now that's our spiritual guardians. And I thank them every day for keeping me safe. My family, my friends, my country. And I know exactly. Spiritual warfare, unfortunately. Yeah, I get it. Like when you walk into certain places and you can feel, you know, there's something that doesn't feel right. So I just turn around and walk out, like office buildings, or you know, if you're walking on a street and see nature, like an owl pops up, you know, and if he's heading one way, you're like, oh, I think I want to go the same way he's going.
I go follow the owl, right? Exactly.
Yeah, there's Yeah, there's birds, there's fishes, there's sharks that pop up. There's lots of, so that's all Omakua. That's our spiritual guidance, guiding, being guided by it. You just got to be aware and alert. Even the moon, even the sun, there's certain things that, we all just kind of get to know and utilize here in Hawaii.
Spiritual guides.
Love it. They've been popping up a lot lately.
Oh yeah, I'm with you on that. I moved out of New York City 3 years ago because of everything you're talking about, right? The atmosphere was terrible then, it's worse now, and it's not getting better until there's an absolute financial collapse. When the financial collapse happens in America, for the audience, when the federal government goes completely bankrupt, and it will, and they can't print money, and that will happen, then all the states suddenly are stuck with these bloated budgets, these bloated bureaucracies, and they have no way to print money. They have no way to make payroll. They have no way to do anything. And then the state governments will collapse themselves, with the exception of maybe Texas and Florida, which has a surplus in money. The other states, all blue states, are underwater by billions of dollars. They're all in deep shit, to put it in New York English.
Wow.
Yeah, that's what's coming. That's what's coming. And that's how you defeat the Babylon system. You let it collapse. It's part of the Great Reset. It's what the bad guys want. The Alliance is going to let it happen. It's the only way to wake up the people that this system has been fully compromised and corrupt forever, and that we're going to win back our sovereignty as individuals, as families, and as towns, cities, states. We're all going back to sovereignty. And the World Health Organization might as well rip up its pandemic treaty, because it's going to be worthless. It means nothing. Americans won't accept it. We got about 3 minutes left. Jason, please close out the show. Talk to us about Lahaina. Talk to us about any other issues in Hawaii. Go ahead.
Okay, so Lahaina, yeah, being my family lands and stuff, we have a lot of royal patents, land commission awards there in place, as well as the rest of the islands. It's we're not selling it, we can't sell it. Here, the king, Kamehameha the Third, he knew that the rest of the countries were coming in because of whaling and sandalwood and all of that stuff. So he had to create something to solidify it. So what he did was he created the 1839 Bill of Rights, our 1840 Constitution, our 1852 Constitution. And he actually had a pyramid is set up where the king's on the top. He flipped it over and he poured it out to the government. He gave about 2 million acres to the government. And he kept 1.5 or something, and he gave like another 1 million acres to the chiefs and the people. And he just spread it all around. So you can't just take me out and take away the kingdom, the country, and all. He said, no. I'll just spread it out amongst everybody.
And you're that king from 200 years ago. What foresight! It's called decentralization, not centralization. So we're going back to a decentralized model. And your king from a few, couple of years ago, what amazing foresight! Because that is where we're going. That's where the world's going today.
And it was super simple. I don't think any other king did it throughout the world. We also had
Nope.
another king that sailed the whole world. I don't think another, there wasn't, Kalakaua did that. He sailed around the world. We had the first electricity in Iolani Palace, before Buckingham, before the White House. I think our educational system started 70 years before America, before the rest of the world. Not before the rest of the world. We're second to the most literate, second most literate country in the world, Scotland. And this is all
Wow.
back in the 1840s. We had our first printed laws, 1822. I mean, we have progressed until kidnapping of the queen. Then they started educating. Well, they knew it at that time, they couldn't change the minds of the people that were there. So what they did is, in 1903, they implemented an educational system, Americanization, and they trained,
Interesting. And
had them pledge allegiance to the flag and all that stuff in 1903. They also implemented the land court system here. Yeah, lots and lots of educational information. And we need to share, not a problem.
Jason Gante, thank you very much. It's a pleasure to have a true Hawaiian, multi-generational Hawaiian on this show so he can bring the truth, which is never reported in the mainland, to the American people. Thank you very much.
Thank you, James. Right on, man.
Aloha.
Aloha.